From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that his country has tested new nuclear weapons, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile and a nuclear-powered underwater drone. Putin said Russia had also tested a new heavy intercontinental ballistic missile called the Sarmat, with a range and number of warheads exceeding its predecessor that would be immune to enemy interception. His comments came during a State of the Nation speech in Moscow. The Russian president dedicated a significant amount of time to Russian military innovations during his speech. Jan Englund, the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, criticized the situation in eastern Ghouta.
Humanitarian law was created many generations ago to prevent attacks against civilians, medical facilities, protected people. Eastern Ghouta is devoid of international respect for international law.
A UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanded a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow aid and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege from 2013. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the transfer of some land from the country's white minority back to the black majority will be handled without damaging the economy, and that there will be no smash and grab. South Africa seeks to address the legacy of apartheid more than two decades after the end of white rule. This is VOA News. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga condemned South Korean President Moon Jae-in's comments about the comfort women issue, saying the remarks goes against the 2015 accord between the two nations. Before and during World War II, Japan forced many Korean and other women in Asia to work in brothels for the Japanese military in what was known as the comfort women system. In a speech in Seoul Thursday, President Moon called Japan the perpetrator and said the inhumane crimes against humanity cannot be covered up by saying it is over. Thousands of South Korean conservatives rallied in Seoul Thursday to protest against President Moon Jae-in's Olympic outreach to North Korea. Yuguri, a 50-year-old protester, said that the current administration ignores South Koreans, and she went on to say that the current administration should be serving South Korea, but President Moon looks more like a president of North Korea. Moon's opponents say his policies appease the enemy and undermine the United States' maximum pressure strategy. The Catalan parliament resumed activity March 1st for the first time since regional elections in December. Jeff Guster has more.
The resumption of parliament was aimed at unblocking the political standstill facing the region, but it's unclear what will transpire. Some in the independence camp want former regional head Carles Puigdemont to govern from Brussels, where he's been in self-imposed exile since October, while others would prefer to pick a candidate with a lower profile in order to ease tensions. Many expect Jordi Sanchez, who is currently in jail pending his trial on sedition, to be nominated as Catalonia president. Last week, a survey showed the number of Catalans in favor of their region becoming independent from Spain had dropped to a four-year low. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
German lawmakers slammed Chancellor Angela Merkel's government Thursday for not telling them about a cyber attack on at least two ministries, likely committed by a Russian-backed hacking group. Parliament's Committee for Digital Affairs called an emergency meeting for later Wednesday to review the information and demand details of the investigation into the attack, which became public on Wednesday. APT-28, which has been linked to Russian military intelligence, has previously been identified as the likely source of attack on the German parliament in 2015, as well as on NATO and governments in Eastern Europe. U.S. President Donald Trump again called on lawmakers to approve some type of gun control legislation to prevent more school shootings 2 weeks after 17 people were killed at a Florida high school. In a meeting Wednesday, Trump accused lawmakers of being afraid of the National Rifle Association, a powerful gun lobby. Trump said he would give serious thought to a proposal that would raise the legal age to purchase rifles from 18 to 21. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.